While the Lansing area has recently experienced an influx of new independent coffee outlets, Ann Arbor has been slightly ahead of that curve. Comet Coffee's Jim Sabarino has seen Ann Arbor's coffee culture brewing strong over the last decade.
What's happened in the last 10 years? There have been huge changes in coffee.
Sabarino is the founder and owner of Ann Arbor's Comet Coffee, located in downtown's historic Nichols Arcade at the bustling junction of State Street and North University. Jim's Michigan-raised, and his coffee interests go back decades. He's watched the shifting coffee scene in Michigan as a longtime consumer, barista, and now business owner.
The amount of changes that have come across in specialty coffee have been pretty staggering in terms of the equipment that is being more and more geared towards the high end. But also, I feel like we took a conscious effort a few years ago to stop being what I call a brew method coffee shop.
What do you mean by that, a brew method coffee shop?
A brew method coffee shop is a coffee shop that serves a variety of different brew methods. When we opened, we served siphons, we served French presses, and pour overs. And it became more and more apparent that our customers were getting distracted by the brew method, and we were not telling the story of the coffee.
Sabarino wanted to simplify the coffee making process to focus on flavors, and that philosophy was shared with his baristas.
My staff continually defaulted to our current pour over method as being the brew method that best displayed the characteristics of each individual coffee. It did a good job of balancing flavor clarity, you know, the flavors that are inherent in the coffee, whether it's tangerine or hazelnut or dark chocolate, and the body.
Pour overs, espresso, latte drinks are all standard at Comet Coffee. He chooses to do a few things very well. And Comet Coffee's location sets it apart. In the middle of Ann Arbor's charming century-old Nichols Arcade, a long glass-roofed enclosure that could be a scene from a European collection of specialty shops. Jim told me how Comet landed at Nichols.
It was really lucky. I was looking at another location in another part of town, and it fell through. And one of my friends suggested a spot that they saw open in the arcade here. It seemed like a great fit for what we were doing. It certainly has been challenging. You know, we're operating a coffee shop in a 20-foot by 20-foot square. But just being a part of this neighborhood that's pretty much a meeting place between, you know, the town and Gown, so to speak, it's been really rewarding. And I love this building, and being a part of it has just been fantastic.
Jim Sabarino is the founder and owner of Comet Coffee here in Ann Arbor. Jim, thanks very much.
Thank you.
For WKAR, this is Peter Wharf.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil.